Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Can I come straight in with this?
You can I've got to do with like a bit of a
Friday
club.
You can come in with whatever you want.
Basically, somebody's listened to your Ring doorbell footage,
yeah,
and sent their own in.
All right,
and he's really proud of it. Should we try and picture the scene with a bit of context?
Go on, paint us a picture.
In the baby. There's a cot there, so I'm guessing it's a...
Oh, it's a baby's bedroom.
Yeah. He's come to do the first nappy change of the day.
Oh, it's a...
Dressed in a pair of shorts.
Yeah.
Having a quick look out the window. Make sure the window's closed.
Just shorts.
Ooh. Darby hanging out. Hair all over the shop.
Builder's bum.
And then there's this.
Oh, jeez. God bless you.
Can I go again with that?
Yeah, you
can. Is that right?
Can you blame that on the baby?
Oh,
that is an absolute beauty.
Even the baby's gone. Fuck me, Dad.
So, yes, Merry Christmas.
Oh, dear.
Are we all right?
Are we going down the same line as white dog shit with Trump?
Should we put the fire? Oh, actually, no. Can I? One for the road.
Oh, you've got one.
One for the ditch.
I thought you were just going to cut your leg.
No, wait there. Somebody tagged us on this on Twitter. Yeah, so somebody tagged us in this, and it's a TripAdvisor review for a pub. And the title, Barmaid Farted on Us Twice. 1 star.
Well, I've never given
it. It's a negative review.
Surely if you get farted twice in a restaurant, you don't even get 1 star.
On TripAdvisor, is it out of 3 or out of 5?
It's 5.
Oh, so it's a...
Yeah, it's lowest.
Can you give
low.
0 stars?
I'm not sure. It's a good question. Visited here with a friend, and whilst I was away from the table, he complained that the blonde barmaid farted on him. Thinking he was joking, I took no notice. Next time she came to collect glasses, she clearly spun round and crop dusted us with a terrible smell. Absolutely bizarre and disgusting. Crop dusted.
I've never heard it as that, crop dusted.
Oscar always says that, crop dusting. But is crop dusting no noise?
Is that what it is? I don't know what the lingo is.
You're just like spreading, aren't you? The
fumes.
Just the scent.
Where are you on TripAdvisor? Have you ever wrote a review?
I have, yeah, but only once. You know, like fuming.
Yeah.
So it was just a negative.
Yeah.
It's mad though, isn't it? Because if you go on TripAdvisor, you want to see
the positive. You want to see the good stuff, don't you? I know.
But now you've said that, it is right. You only complain about something.
Yeah.
Or you'd only leave a review about something if you're not happy.
Yeah.
Really? Well, me personally, anyway. But I mean, that's bad reviews, isn't it?
That's bad etiquette from a
barmaid farted on us twice, 1 star.
I've got a mate who loves it. He loves doing
reviews. What? Positive and negative?
Positive and negative. And he takes time out to write them.
Do you read them if you're booking holiday?
Oh, 100%.
Oh, yeah.
Essential.
Yeah.
Food.
Everything. Food.
I even look at the pictures of
places
the
places to visit. Yeah.
You can do that's it where
the
people.
That's the best thing for TripAdvisor, when you can go on people's photos. So you've seen the real stuff.
Yes.
They've not got a photographer in, mm-hmm. You know, got the lighting right. Can it look good? You know, like them M&S adverts where they're just cutting it in chocolate's oozing out. No, it's Frank on a Sunday afternoon and he's with his phone, he's taking a picture of his Sunday dinner. You know what you're getting.
I'm going to have to start looking at them then.
Have you ever done it?
No. I don't
definitely, John.
It's a must.
Thing is, you can look too much into them, can't you? For that reason. I mean, this could have 100 reviews, and if once you read that barmaid farted on us twice, you're not going, are you? When the rest of the 99 could be good.
I'm not... I'm still going.
And you've got to look through the weeds as well. The owner could have just pissed him off. And he's like, right, I'll show you, Frank. I'm leaving a review that your barmaid farted on me.
It's an interesting avenue to go down, though, isn't it? Bringing the barmaid down with that.
I'd actually like to go and hope that she did.
Are you here for food? Yeah. No, I'm here for a crop dusting.
This is Stephanie, your barmaid. No.
Can I have the blonde one?
Can I have the blonde one, Julie? I wanted to come and shit on us.
Oh, dear me.
Oh, have we had good weeks?
Really good.
No. Well, yeah, no.
You two need to grow up.
I know.
How did you feel when you seen the bill from the Indian at 3:30 in the morning in Birmingham City Centre?
So we had the live show in Birmingham on Sunday. Great show.
Incredible.
Incredible once again. Crowd, brilliant. Everybody got involved, didn't they? Up singing, dancing, the full shebang. I made a swift exit.
Sensibly.
Yeah. Drove home. Drove as well. Didn't drink. And I could see you two were getting a little bit giddy before you left. Woke up in the morning. Ping, 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 ping. Albert Schloss.
Yeah.
Indian. Talk me through this Indian.
Shababs. I don't know where it was in Birmingham.
Shebang to the bank account. How did you spend 170 quid in an Indian?
We ordered every starter going. Yeah.
Well,
I don't even think it was me. I know you're looking at me, but...
I think it were.
It wasn't. I'm sure the lads we were with, they've been there before. So we just left it to them. So there was that much meat. What's that long... Looks a bit like a turd, actually.
The kofta.
Kofta, that many koftas.
There were loads of koftas. They were fucking... They've got a bit on them and all, haven't they?
Yeah.
So basically, I did a dinner Friday night in Sunderland.
Yeah.
Got in about 1 o'clock. I did a dinner Saturday night in Edinburgh. Got in at 3 o'clock. Had the live show Sunday. Got in at 4 o'clock. I'm absolutely fucking shattered.
You're too old for that shit now.
Too old for that shit. Too many calories consumed.
Yeah. Have you been back swimming?
I went spinning last night. It was
tough.
But I got mad with me then. You know, like I thought, I fucked up here.
Nah, you haven't fucked up. It's balance, isn't it? Get yourself back on the horse.
The Friday, Saturday, Sunday were no balance at all. So I drove about 800 miles and got about 12 hours sleeping.
Yeah.
3 nights. So I'm a tired Teddy, lads, I'll be honest with you.
Well, you had a good night, though.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah. Albert Schloss was good for Sunday.
Right, good.
He was on the table dancing.
Fuck off.
Yeah. I was just going to speak about that. So I think, what's the song, the darts man? Killers came on. Thought, fuck it, I'm up. Right?
Go on.
So obviously they're like them benches, aren't they? So they're like a bench and then your table. You know what I mean? That set up.
The German
beer keller type thing. So up. And I thought, fuck it, I'm going on table. So I went on table.
So this is levels. So you're already on the stool.
But I've got on the table, right? And the bouncer comes over. He says, can you get down off here, mate? I says, oh, sorry, pal. I thought you were allowed to. He went, good, don't let it happen again or we'll be having a conversation outside.
Oh.
Yeah, he was a tool,
wasn't
he?
I thought, you fucking helmet.
Because he's asked you. Yeah. And you've...
I've apologised. Oh, sorry, mate.
You've got down, no problem. But then he's...
Good.
Little power trip.
Don't let it happen again. Or we'd be having a conversation outside.
I've clocked Jeff, because I was stood at the bar and you were probably 50 yards away on the table. It obviously stands out like a sore thumb, only one on the table. But it was the killers, wasn't it?
So nobody else were up?
Everyone else was on the first level on the chair.
Right.
But I think you'd obviously gone one.
First place on the podium.
So it was a sprint to join them. And just as I was about to make the first step onto the thingy, he's knocked the song off. Fuming. Halfway through, he's knocked the killers off.
Halfway?
Honestly.
Yeah,
wasn't it?
Poor etiquette from the DJ.
But no, it was good.
But you had a good night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I dip in
the
mailbox
again?
That's
our second live show we've done for free, Matt.
Yeah, it was good.
You mother wouldn't have stayed out. It could have been $2.20 for Indian bill, couldn't it?
Would you have any objections to us dipping into the mailbox again?
Not a problem.
The mailbox has been on fire once again. Thank you, everyone, for emailing. Well, yeah. We're going to struggle to get through them.
Yeah.
This is... this is a sent item, actually, from a different account. Hi, I've been dealing with a family emergency over the past 4 or 5 weeks.
I told you that. To try and get another hour.
Which has hampered a good chunk of my training leading up to the event. I wondered if it would be possible to bring my start time forward to fall in line with a 5-hour finish rather than a 4. I understand this may not be possible so close to the event date, but wanted to ask the question as I am still extremely determined to complete the race.
Gotta play the game, aren't you?
But don't wish to be a burden on the finish schedule should it take 5+ hours. Regards, Chris Brown, and then your number.
So basically what you've done is, you've made up a family emergency. Like,
oh no, there's an emergency. There's an emergency. I've undercut so much training.
Oh no, yeah, but you've gone like, oh, playing on their emotions. Oh, what's happening in your family?
You've got to play the game, haven't you?
Thing is, I like how you've left it to a week before the start date. You must have known that this was going to be an issue three months ago.
Oh,
Bear in mind, you knew you weren't going to do any training this week leading up to it. Yeah.
There's been a family emergency and my training is what?
Hampered. I went with hampered.
Hampered a good chunk of... And there's a typo and I've covered up the typo, which has hampered a good chunk of my training leading uptown the event. Only you.
Uptown beat.
Only
so,
you.
So basically what you've done is you've emailed in the organisers to get a bit more time.
Yeah, because I went with a 4 hours dinner, so could do that extra. But I sent this before I read through the T's and C's, which means I've got 7 hours anyway.
Right.
So I should be fine.
See, I'm no marathon expert, right? But if they know about training for marathons, they know that a month of training schedule off. Yeah. It's probably still not long enough, is it, to
no
train?
No chance.
I mean, if you'd have been said, oh, the last 4 months, there's been a real big problem.
No, but you could have been doing everything up to the 3 months before and then, you know, this obviously a family emergency.
A month before, not three.
Kicks in, so then that last bit of intense training
is hampered,
and then you're uptown funked. Fucked.
I like how you've got in with a family emergency.
But don't wish to be
no
a burden.
No questions asked, is there?
I don't want the whole event to be spoilt by me. Little old Chris from Orange.
So you're going to be finishing with the washing machines, the fridges,
100%.
Mr. Blobbies.
Because, I mean, if somebody does the research, they probably realise that it's the recovery time, innit? So that's what I've been struggling with. Because I've been doing loads every week.
No.
Loads.
10K, they've been doing 3 10Ks a week, which isn't enough.
But that's six and a half mile, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're still on the 20.
But then you're supposed to do that every week and then do a big one on a Sunday. And I've just not been doing the big ones. I've been doing like 12s, 14s, and I did 16, I think.
Miles or K?
Miles. I did 16 miles, 14 up road, and then I did a warm down on treadmill,
so it's
14
then, isn't it?
So it's 14 really.
And when we asked him about this at the live show the other night, it was 17.
Well, yeah, it was 14. It was 16 and a bit.
It was 17. I 17 miles.
16 and a bit. It was 16 and a bit with that walk on the.
Now it's turned into a fucking warm up. A quick fartlek and a warm down.
So I've been struggling afterwards.
And you've got the biggest blister I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Four days before it starts.
I'll get David Goggins on this week. Don't be aware.
But you're on the creatine, aren't you? Just to put a bit more weight on.
A bit more time. Just fill myself full of fluid.
What I've been praying for? A fucking family emergency. Jesus Christ. But
we'll see. We'll see. I mean, what's worse that can happen?
You walk.
Finish.
Yeah, what's it called?
It's kept me
Brownlee.
Fit. It's kept me fit leading up to it.
That's your problem, Brownlee.
Do you feel good? Do you feel fit?
Yeah,
seriously.
Fit. I do when I'm just doing my 10Ks. And then when I start doing these long ones, I'm fucked.
Do us a favour. Do you know, like, when they get... Is it a gun? Do they use a gun still?
I don't know.
If I get in front of the fucking bullet...
Just sprint as fast as you can.
Budging people out the way.
For as long as you can. And then hang in there.
For about 50 feet. And then just stop with my hands on my knees.
It was tough, that, wasn't it?
Well, I'll
drive over just to watch that.
This marathon 400 metres, it's a fucking tough gig, isn't it?
Straight hands. You know,
proper technique. Hands to pocket.
couple of Doritos in my hand.
Oh, dear.
So we've spoke about them recently. Are you going to cut a hole in your socks? Get the flipping...
No, I've not got long guns on.
Them wristbands on. Bring back the wristbands.
Yeah.
Headband.
I've got a bum bag.
What you put in that? Some money for that bus. Yeah.
Clip a card.
I'll put my money in my bus pass in there, I think.
Well, so, yeah, I look good.
Yeah, well, good luck.
Are you going cap? Are you
right? No.
You're going Pulis-esque.
Bandana?
I'm just trying to get a picture of me head of what you're going to look like.
Bandana?
Are you wearing a vest?
You don't want the sweat in your eyes, genuinely.
Just a t-shirt.
You don't want that salt.
Do you think I'd be better with it?
I think some
of which will look more ridiculous? Just a sweatband.
Oh, by the way.
With a dome on top.
No, but can you get one with like hair? You know, the mullet coming out.
A bit like Terry Nutkins off fucking Wildlife Programme.
As well, an addition, get in the proper sprinter stance, you know, like hands
down on the floor.
Down on the floor, yeah.
And your marks.
In the blocks.
Lift, raise up
in
a little bit. Get set.
Sprint as fast as you can.
Shoulder barges.
God.
Are you going to be one of them wankers that gets the arm strap for the phone?
That's why I've got I put it in my bum bag.
With your chain.
Wouldn't that be like bouncy?
Like, no, I put it on my back. It's all right. Rest on my ass.
Rest on the on the flab.
Oh dear.
Well, on that, did you see one of the comments on Hodges' episode?
When did we record it, Hodges? Just trying to think where I was in my diet.
6 weeks ago then.
Oh yeah, well yeah.
7 weeks ago maybe.
I ain't got any now.
Funniest part of the pod is Parky's bat fat hanging over the chair. Full stop.
One like. So what I did, I thought I'll have a look, investigate all the likes from Chris Brown at hotmail.com. But you big nose bastard. He sent me a photo of it, ringed.
The zoom and the ring.
It's good that because you can look back on it and see how well you've been doing.
I'll put £4 or £5 on this weekend.
You think? But you're back at it again now,
aren't
you?
Exactly. That's the big one, Chris. I keep saying it. I'm like a stuck record. But exactly. You were back last night.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So anyway, we've asked for it and we've got it.
The big update.
Chat 123 update.
Just before we do get into this email, if anybody hasn't listened to episode 3... Friday Club.
Yeah, it was the Holy Socks and Something episode. Yeah. On it.
Got predicament with three women, different qualities.
Yes, he'd been on Tinder or different dating apps and he'd had these three women, came to us for advice and, did we give it?
Mm-hmm. We gave it special.
And I think that he basically took the advice and we've got a progress report.
Thanks for the email. Things with number three are going good, which I'll get into, but I'll let you know the situation with one and two in the first instance. Number one, went quiet early on. She went back over to Northern Ireland the weekend after my original email, so I went a bit quiet on her. Your advice?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I spent the weekend with number three.
Bit quiet. I think you did advise block.
Ignore for a couple of days, then block.
So I spent the weekend with number three, all of us advise, and didn't really speak much until the Monday afternoon when she landed back home. She was asking questions about why I was so quiet, so I seized the opportunity and told her things weren't really working out and that I didn't see a future for us. She took it better than I thought, but still suggested going out that evening to talk about it. So she's clinging. Still thinks
we
she's
said
half a
this,
chance.
Didn't we? Yeah. We said it.
Which would have probably cost me £100 and ended in sex, so would have solved nothing. I don't know what you're doing.
What? Oh, he's 100 quid lighter.
Let's go for a coffee, lover. As Brownie touched on, one was costing me more money significantly than the others. So needless to say, I declined and the mood immediately changed. A couple of days of abuse mixed with naughty selfies and offers to come round and then found myself blocked. Very mixed messages, but all in all, a good result. Released on a free for someone else to enjoy those big perky udders.
See, we said, didn't we? I think we've got this bang on the nose. Red flags. Well, we were waving them.
Yeah.
We were waving like we were bringing in a plane. Abuse and nudes.
Yeah. She's obviously thought our ego's taken a bit of a hit before the. You know, she's gone the abuse and then thought, hold on a minute. I'm gonna make sure he does like us. He will like us. I'm gonna send
like
him
me.
A naked photo of us.
But that mixed in with abuse.
Yeah.
Shall I give the update on
she's all about
trap
shopping,
two
she?
Or do you want trap
No, go on, Chris.
Okay, trap two, if you remember. This was big hands, big feet.
Loads of toys.
Plenty of toys.
Wreck-It Ralph is actually still on the scene, but no longer in a dominatrix sense. We both work in Preston City Centre.
Oh, he's close. Hey.
Hey.
Open your radius up.
So I arranged to meet her for a coffee over lunch, thinking it would be quick and easy with no drama, and it actually was. I told her that she was lovely, which was mostly true, but that I didn't see it going any further as I was looking for something more serious, and I got the impression she just wanted someone to go out with, someone just to have a bit of fun with, which she didn't deny, so that's good. Mm-hmm. I thought it best not to mention the hands and feet. Good move. We still speak occasionally and no doubt we'll be meeting for coffee or something, but I won't have to worry about what might come out of the toy box and into me anymore. So they've met for a coffee. He's let her down face to face. I like that.
Yeah.
Good move.
Let us tell you this, lads. That is not dead in the water.
I tell you what, what a surprise for him when he's gone with I want something more serious and she's just gone, I want wallop him.
Yeah.
That fine. Isn't dead in the water.
Do you think?
But a good outcome.
Yeah, she's taken it very well.
Well,
but
we still speak occasionally and no doubt we'll meet for coffee or something.
That's a bit that's got you thinking. Ooh.
So he's keeping the toe in, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. Told her I thought she was lovely, which is mostly truthful. So he's obviously, you know, the summit there.
What you're thinking is Preston too far to drive, or
what for me?
Yeah. If she's just wanting walloping.
So yeah, number three.
Here we go. This was the one that we advised.
I didn't mention it, but she was my favourite at the time. Although she is quiet and unassuming, she is starting to come out of her shell a bit now that we've spent a bit more time together. Which definitely has its benefits when it comes to the bedroom cardio. No dildos up my arse yet, thank God. Obviously, it's still early days, but things are going well. We're thinking of having a few days away at the end of the month, maybe the lakes or Snowdonia with the dogs, so we'll see what happens. You'll be the first on the invite list for the stag do.
Can you imagine if this went further and we had our first under the cosh wedding?
Yeah.
Be like syllabi in our hat, wouldn't we?
So it's just worked out perfect, hasn't it?
We said number three, didn't we? It all seems to be working out well. Do you know what? I thought we were being a bit presumptuous in that these toys were going up his bottom. I thought she just had a toys and she likes play, but it would seem that he's saying, yeah, nothing's going up my arse anymore.
Keep you getting on.
Keep your eye on top two, lads.
Top two.
Do you think she might have a comeback?
Yeah, she'll be back.
I think you need to, if I'm perfectly honest, I think you need to totally cut ties with two.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, and chap three sees a message off chap two, even if it's quite an innocent and unassuming, do you fancy a coffee? Oh, who's chap two? Oh, why are you wanting to go for a coffee with you?
This is, then put this to you two, this is an honest question. You're in his position. What if number three isn't as good in bed as number two? Full stop. What are you doing?
I'm sticking with number three.
I think you've got to...
What if she's like a burst couch, just lies there?
Honestly,
I think you're gonna take rough with smooth, aren't you?
Do you think it's a big thing, John?
It's a big thing. It's gonna convince me. I'm 42-year-old. Honestly, John, it's a big thing going forward.
I don't
forward.
Think you realise.
I think in your younger days it might make a difference, but when
you still
just...
get horny, how old are you?
I know,
you're still a horny bastard, Chris. I've seen you.
Lays there like a bus cow.
Thing is, I know you know what I'm saying.
Do you know when there's love involved, Chris?
It turns
into a totally different entity.
But it all falls under the same umbrella. The sex is what makes you fall in love, surely.
So what percentage are you talking about?
Oh, we're talking percentages. I think it's a high percentage.
Am I?
40-50%. I know it's not.
50% is about the shagging.
That's it. I started with 40. I was like, well, you were your marathon distances. 70 mile. But my original question was, if you're in his position and number three wasn't the best in bed, would you be thinking of giving number two a short-term contract?
Just to scratch the itch?
Mm-hmm.
No.
No.
Oh, listen to the two gentlemen here.
No.
No.
No, if he's happy and the dogs are happy.
We just keep digging that fucking filthy hole.
There'll be a lot of people listening to this agree with us, I'm telling you.
But if you
I'm
ask
telling
him,
you.
But if you ask him on a national podcast, he'll probably agree with us.
Oh, yeah.
He's happy.
He seems happy.
Good luck, Graham.
Yeah. And you're going off early doors as well. That can soon deteriorate quickly once they get comfy.
What, the good sex? Mm. What are you thinking, Matty?
Once they get comfy.
I need
I'm not in your camp.
Are you not?
Matt is with me and Baldy.
That's because all yous are shite in bed as well.
I'll have you
I
know.
Reckon it'll start off in fifth gear as time goes on.
Second,
it'll be dropping down. Right. Yeah.
But it was a hypothetical question. I was just putting it out there for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I think we know everybody's thoughts on it.
Hopefully, we'll get an invite to the wedding.
Imagine, like, hi, this is John, Chris.
Oh, how do you know?
You would not fucking believe this.
It's thanks to us three that you're here now.
Yeah.
This is an interesting one. This is our first email from a female listener. Hi, my partner loves the podcast, so it's her husband / partner that listens and has been listening for ages. Although I'm not a football fan, I've found your voices very soothing. It's nice, isn't it?
Lovely.
We're expecting our first child in a few weeks, and as you're also soothing, we will be playing the podcast during our delivery.
No way.
She's asked if we could. She said, "I hope perhaps within the podcast we could give a quick mention. Big shout out to Gillian. Oh no,
Gillan.
Big shout out to Gillan, and give him a boost during the delivery to let him know what a great daddy is already for our little Sheffield Wednesday fan." And that's from Nicole.
All the best, Gillan.
Interesting.
Mm. So we're setting up weddings, and we're going to be
birthing partners.
Bouncing around the room for a birth.
Why don't we go live? During the thingy.
Nicole, drop us a message again. As soon as your waters crack.
What he needs is you giving him that.
I must be closer, Sheffield. I'll forget in my car, I'll zoom over, and I'll come and rub your shoulders, mate, because you and it's a hard day for you as well.
Yeah.
I know she's there pushing £6, £7, £8 out of her tuppy.
We'll get up FaceTime.
Yeah.
Or we could do a YouTube live. Get everybody else involved and all.
Not too sure Nicole will go for that. But I don't think that my voice has never been described as soothing before as yours.
No, definitely not.
Which one would you play? Which episode would you play?
Clayton Blackmore.
Hell, fucking Nicole will be fast asleep. get forceps and just pull that out.
I mean, we've all been there for a birth. You know, it's a beautiful, special moment, isn't it? How were your experiences?
Horrendous.
I had a shocker. Second time up.
Horrendous.
Why?
So our readings mum lives in Manchester, and it was probably a week before our due date, late at night, and I've popped a melatonin sleeping tablet, and I'm not even joking.
Were we due date?
No, a week before the due date.
Right, so you're thinking
I'm thinking I'm in the clear. Yeah, safe. I just want a good night's kip. 5 minutes after I'd taken this melatonin, she rings us and saying, "Chris, I'm on the way to hospital. My waters have broken. Bolton Hospital," which is probably
50 minutes?
45? Yeah, give it an hour if you've just popped a melatonin.
Are they strong melatonins?
Horrific. Like, it's basically one of them. If you don't go to sleep within 10, 15 minutes, you start feeling as if you've got the worst hangover, dizzy, drowsy, everything. And it was like pulling into the hospital, it was like flipping Wolf of Wall Street, you know, when he's
fell out of car.
It was horrific.
Mr. Brown.
I'm the father. And she's so I've getting there, managed to compose myself, and she's on the bed, and I've had to lie down. I'm laid down on the floor. Asleep. She said, "Chris, just go to sleep."
Midwife rubbing your head.
Bless him.
Asking for pillars and that for And I felt horrific.
Did you tell her the situation you were in?
I told.
I know she's in a bit of a pickle herself, but yeah. You had a sleeping tablet, hadn't you? So
it was really bad.
I can remember mine. So we went to the hospital about 2 o'clock Monday. Like, says, oh, you're nowhere near ready, blah, 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 blah. So I'd got a game of golf planned. So I went golfing at 4, right? Obviously, it was summer.
So with this due date, you've got to go in for the check, haven't you, see if you're dilated or...
This is like 2 days after due date.
Right.
So apparently she was nowhere near, right? So went golfing. After the third hole, gets a phone call. I've started having contractions. I'm like, right, I'll be honest with you, I'm level par. I'll get another 3 holes, right? So she's phoned again another 45 minutes later. So she's like, they're kicking in, but I'm still only one of her, which for me is fucking really good. I'm wanting to get this round finished, right? So anyway, gets to about 7th, 12th. And I've dropped him a couple more shots, maybe 6 of her now, but still decent. She's like, it's too much now. You're going to have to come back. I'm fucking furious. But... I went the furthest part of the golf course, you know, back to the clubhouse.
No buggy.
Always case in it.
No what buggy. Do you mean always case? You knew what were coming. She got contractions, you've decided carry on.
You're
and you know you're getting further and further
you're
away.
On the third at the
I know,
time.
Probably closer when on the third. So I've had to walk, you know, like you walk across all the fairways and what, and I gets in the car, got home, took her to hospital. Got there probably about 9 o'clock. So, yeah.
She's rang you and told you she's having contractions. You've made the decision to carry on playing golf, fully aware that you're getting further and further and further away from the clubhouse. And then you're like, oh, do you know how far I'm away from car park?
You're so fucking
inconsiderate.
So, we went into hospital at 10 o'clock that night, right? And she had the baby. Wednesday morning at 10 past fucking 7. I could have played Tuesday. Swear to God, it was like 37 hours or something. 37 hours labour.
So were you still in your golf club?
Yeah. No, sorry,
When I picked her up, I changed.
Yeah. I remember when we, second time, they introduced, because I mean, it's completely selfish, but I said it'd be nice... You know, if we have a clean buff, you know, without the
pain, debris.
They do epidurals, don't they, to completely cut off all the pain. And I said, but there are risks and stuff. So I said, it'd be nice without any pain relief.
It'd be nice. Be nice for who?
Well, there's risks.
It'd be nice for us all, wouldn't it, Rose? Yeah, no, of course it will.
There's
yeah.
risks involved, isn't there, with like the epidurals and the pain. So I said, if possible, they introduced Roger. If you call Roger the guy who did the epidurals. Obviously, as the pain gets more and more intense, and she was like, yeah, no, I'm going to try and do it without the epidural, blah, blah. Anyway, as it gets worse and worse, and the midwife come over, I was like, first she said, I think I'm going to have the epidural. No, you'll be all right, you'll be all right. I want the epidural. Are you sure? Next minute, midwife, get fucking Roger in here now. Where's fucking Roger?
By the way,
Roger were on his lunch. She couldn't have it.
You're joking.
No. By the way, we've done all these podcasts, right? All these hundreds and hundreds of podcasts, and that is the most selfish thing that's ever come up on here.
You.
What?
What, the golf?
Yeah.
No,
that runs at close.
Fuck off! I think we should have a clean berth.
No. I said it'd be nice if we could. No pressure, right?
No pressure, but
if you.
But you fucking sent Roger for a tuna mayo sandwich, didn't you?
Have you seen Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves? Fanny, oh, she just bites on a stick.
Fanny. That is the most
she
selfish
just bites
thing.
On a stick.
That is the most selfish thing I've ever heard that.
Thing is if I give a little bit of advice is the father, while your missus is going through it, don't try too hard to reassure with them. Like, don't be too much. Don't smother them.
Yeah.
Because I got told
too
piss
much.
Off. Yeah. I was trying to like rub her back and say everything's going to be all right. And I think she said, fuck off, Chris.
Yeah.
I think a good
hold of
that. You know what I'd have done? I'd have fucking got my bag and I'd have gone for a coffee. You tell me to fuck
we're
off.
Trapped too.
I'm off.
But yeah, I'd just a good keep, solid grip of the hand.
Yeah.
A bit of slight encouragement. Don't force it.
Moving air, moving sweaty air out of her eyes.
I remember getting, you know, out of my comfort zone, not knowing what to do. I remember the midwife or the nurse saying, just give a bit more encouragement. So I went with humour.
Oh, no.
Just try and make her smile.
You performed terribly.
I know, I did. And she said, give us... I just got her by the hand and I said, I see pride. I see power. I see a badass mother who won't take no shit out of nobody. Cool runnings. And she just went... Fuck off!
I thought she'd find
it funny and lighten the mood a little bit.
I think that's not far off divorce tackle, that. They mind fucking all else.
Read the situation terribly.
That's up there with reciting John Barnes on episode 3.
Yeah.
No, so...
I have this problem of, you know, something that I'd find funny, think that other people would
as well.
Oh, we're
fucking well aware of that. So basically, it's Labour advice this week, isn't it?
But all the best, Nicole.
Yeah, all the best. I hope everything works out well. And have an epidural if you want one.
Gillen.
Yeah, and just go for it.
Gillen, just
get Rod
don't
straight
do too
in.
Much.
Don't go golfing.
And don't take melatonin.
So, we've fucking pretty much covered everything there, haven't we? What are the do's and don'ts of childbirth?
But thanks for all the emails.
Yeah, thank you.
Again,
keep them coming.
We haven't even got through half of them.
We'll come back to them though. So,
yeah, we'll
keep saying that, but we keep getting other emails.
But again, any advice that anybody needs, I'm looking forward to the wedding invite.
Yeah, looking forward to the baby being named John.
And I am interested to know about what the hypothetical question I put out about if trap two was ripping up trees in the bedroom and three wasn't.
Should we put a poll out?
Maybe don't broadcast it. I know it's a national podcast, but just
keep
try
it
and
under
keep
radar.
It. Yeah. We don't want to get anybody in that doesn't want to be.
We're on Instagram stories. We're going to have Brownie's Dilemma. Your face. Would you? And then a vote.
Right.
It's going to be tough for her to actually...
And when I say Trap 3 isn't good in bed, she's like horrific. Like, she does not
again,
move.
This
does
is
not
hypothetical.
Move.
This is
all hypothetical, yeah. I'm not being shallow at all.
What constitutes horrific? Just lie there,
doesn't do anything.
Like a blow-up doll.
Yeah, and says and like comes out with random things like, "Oh, fuck me in the pussy." Do you know what I mean? Though, when it's
so
too
she's
much.
She's trying, but
yeah, too much vocals. Too many.
Is that
too many vocals?
Is that a red flag? Too many vocals.
Too much.
Do you not like it?
No, fuck my pussy and all that. You know what I mean, though,
start
don't
calling
you?
Your dad, start calling your daddy.
Yeah. And then she's just laid there like,
fuck me in the pussy.
Oh, that's creepy. Right. See you next Friday. I won't expect it to end on fuck me in the pussy. Jesus, John.
Once again, thanks for saying it. If you want to send an email,
honestly,
Friday Club.
Honestly, your image is never going to get cleaned up, is it? It's just always going to be in the gutter.
It was all hypothetical, Chris.
It's always going to be in the gutter with that X6.
Friday Club at underthecosh.co.uk and we'd be happy to solve them problems.
Fuck me in the pussy.